Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of January 18th, 2025. We hope all the listeners had a wonderful week and hope you are blessed with good health and happiness here in 2025. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round, recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous has just completed its 50th year of serving campers this past year, growing from 211 campers in a summertime program back in 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. And this past week, we've had lots of action going on here at camp. We had a respite weekend this past weekend. A lot of indoor and outdoor activities. The theme was Frozen Friends. From movies to bowling to swimming, you name it, the campers had a wonderful time out here. We have a few more respite care weekends coming up. We have one on January 24th through the 26th, then on into February the 7th through the 9th, and the 21st through the 23rd. Travel campers have been busy. They went to a Harlem Globetrotters game this past Friday, had a wonderful time there. And Camp Courageous also supplied the Winter Special Olympics up in Dubuque with cross-country ski, snowshoes, and staff for their big event, which is always a very good time. Camp Courageous would like to congratulate one of our own campers, Kevin Aronson. Kevin has been coming to camp since he was 2 years old. He's 33 now. He is the recipient of the Nine Who Care Award, and a tremendous honor. His mother, Margot Aronson, received this award many years ago, and she went on to become a national winner with the Jacqueline O. Kennedy Onassis Award out in Washington, D.C. Kevin's from Oxford Junction. He grew up on a farm and loves everything about farming. He was homecoming king at North Cedar, involved in 4-H and FFA and band and all kinds of things in school. Kevin graduated from the Transition Center in Cedar Rapids, extremely active in his church, loves to exercise. He's been employed by Tiffany's Tipton Bakery for 10 years. A great volunteer. He's always there helping out, volunteering. Of course, he's with Special Olympics. Kevin has Down syndrome, and it affects 350,000 Americans. It's the nation's leading cause of intellectual disability, and he's been just a wonderful advocate for people with special needs. Some of the awards that he's received, numerous Special Olympics awards, school awards, 4-H awards, FFA awards, and the list goes on and on. Camp Courageous was just really pleased to have the opportunity to nominate Kevin for this outstanding award, and we're just so excited that he received it. Once again, a wonderful advocate for those with special needs, and he's a tremendous inspiration to so many of us. An update on our remodeling project here at Camp Courageous. We are remodeling the South Cabin, and just in the past week, they have kind of tore out the old HVAC system to put in some new equipment there, and we're looking like things are progressing really well now on the inside of South Cabin, where the campers stay. One of three of our camper cabins. Fruitcakes, we got knocked down to half price. They're only $5 now, so you can get those here at Camp Courageous. We'll also have at Kettleson RV, if we have any left. They have their big pancake breakfast coming up February 1st. They'll be serving pancakes from 8 a.m. till 11 a.m., and they're located at 1500 Kettleson Drive in Hiawatha. Always a great time. Can't say enough things good about the Kettleson family. Been good friends of theirs for decades, going back to Johnny. Winter sale here at Camp Courageous is going on. It's in our main lodge. It's Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Friday from 8 a.m. to 6, and closed on Saturdays. They are open the first Sunday of every month. The Manchester Grotto continues to go full blast. They are located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. We had a beautiful reception for that group. What a great group of people. Had so much fun this past Thursday up there. reminiscing and sharing a meal together. Big thank you once again to all those volunteers, all those people that bring us things up the Manchester Garage Sale, and all those people that come in and shop. Our need of the week is copy paper, just ordinary copy paper. We go through an awful lot of that. It was also announced this past week that Camp's going to be in the process of looking for a new CEO of Camp Courageous. I will be transitioning from the CEO of Camp Courageous and Camp Courageous' foundation to just the foundation. So there is more information on Camp's website at campcourageous.org. And cover letters, resumes, and salary history can be sent to hr@campcourageous.org. It's been a wonderful 45 years serving as the CEO of Camp Courageous. Came back in April of 1980. I've had many board members over the years as my bosses, and it's been anywhere from 12 to 30. Right now we're at 20. During my earliest years, I used to drink a half a bottle of Pepto-Bismol before board meetings, and today I consider the board as some of my dearest friends. The big point is I'm not planning on retiring, just transitioning from the day-to-day operations of Camp Courageous to the day-to-day operations of the foundation, something I helped Dr. Earl D. Shaw start back in 1980. We are working hand-in-hand with a succession consultant, Sarah Hermanson, with One Above HR, and she's doing an exceptionally good job of walking us through this. Most importantly, I would like to thank my family, my wife Pat, son Chad, and my daughter Nikki. All grew up with Camp Courageous and had to make many sacrifices as a result, which I have been forever grateful. Once again, campcourageous.org for more information on that. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit us here at Camp Courageous in 2025. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.